It is the radio segment that just can't with you. It just can't. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Paintsville, Kentucky. There's a 46-year-old guy named Darren Blankenship, and the other day, the cops tried to pull him over. But he kept going until he got to his house, and that's when he got out of the car, and he wouldn't listen to authorities telling him to get on the ground because he said he really had to go to the bathroom.
Go!
Come on, man.
Yeah, just go, right, yeah. At that point. Seriously. Get down and just go.
But there were a few problems. One, he was drunk. Two, he had a loaded gun on him, and he matched the description of somebody who'd been firing a gun in the air earlier that night.
Oh, no.
And three, he kicked one of the cops.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
That being said, he wasn't lying because when the cops put him on the back seat of the car, he promptly pooped.
Oh, not even number one.
He really had to go.
Yeah. And then on the way to jail, he did it again.
Wow. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big lunch, huh?
Yeah.
That's not what happens to me when I drink, but everybody's different, I guess.
He's facing several charges, including endangerment, fleeing, driving under the influence, resisting arrest, and assault.
I do feel like you should get charged for whatever the cleanup fee is.
You should have to hose out that backseat yourself.
Like an Uber fee.
Exactly.
This next laser story is out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. 57-year-old Jim Dunbar says that he has a problem. He tells his family and friends that he can't properly focus on how long things are going to take, so he's always late.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Jim says the issue is so bad that he's lost a bunch of jobs over his lateness, and his friends and family are always angry at him.
Wow.
He says, quote, "It's really depressing sometimes. Even if somebody says, meet me at Wendy's for dinner at 5:30, for some reason, I always show up after 6:15, and I don't know why."
I feel like you're talking about my best friend right now.
I think you're talking about me.
Yeah, I just readjust the times. Meet me at 4:30 for dinner, and then I see her at 7.
Most of the people think it's just an excuse, but now Jim says he has medical proof that his lateness is a real-life condition.
Really?
Because he was just diagnosed with chronic lateness syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Real.
So many people are just like, wait, I can do that?
I know.
Chronic lateness syndrome is not on the official list of psychiatric disorders, but Jim's doctor believes that it should be.
Really?
He says the condition comes from the same part of the brain as ADHD. Basically, Jim can't properly focus, and that's why employers and friends need to pad him at least an hour or so when making plans and deadlines.
I like it.
Me too.
We need to start all doing this.
Jim says he hopes that this will change how people treat him in the future. From now on, he plans to keep his doctor's diagnosis in his wallet and show it to anybody who complains about him being late.
Instead of working 9 to 5, he's like, it's more like a 10:30 to 5.
It's like when I show up, but I got a bracelet that says that I have a condition.
I have a doctor's note. I have CLS, chronic late syndrome. This next laser story is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Recently, a 38-year-old named Norm Clemens visited a local prison to see some of his friends. They told him that they needed Norm to smuggle drugs into the place for them and suggested different ways that he could do it. Mm. But Norm was scared and didn't want to risk hiding them on his body next time he came for a visit.
Okay.
So he came up with a completely different idea. He would try to get some drugs to his incarcerated friends by attaching a baggie to an arrow and shooting it through a window on the second floor.
Okay, hey! Robin Hood.
Way more discreet. Apparently, Norman needed some more practice before he tried that, though, because the first time he tried, he missed the window entirely, and the arrow landed on the roof.
Okay.
Second time he tried, he shot an arrow through a different window, 40 feet to the right, where it grazed one of the prison guard's earlobes.
It's always a good idea to aim a weapon at a prison. You're usually going to get away with that.
Finally, one of the employees happened to see what was happening, and Norman was arrested a short time later when cops went to his house, and the bow was still sitting in his car.
Okay.
The best part is that he claims he was actually hunting squirrels.
And
couldn't explain why the arrow needed to have a bag of drugs taped to it.
Well. Weird. Those drugs were taped to it when I shot it.
Yeah, how else you get squirrels? Squirrels love crack. Everybody knows that. He was then charged with trying to introduce contraband into a corrections facility and resisting arrest. And coincidentally, he's now being held in the same jail that he tried to shoot the arrow into. Which is cool because now he gets to be with his friends.
Yeah, party! Party without drugs.
This next laser story is out of Big Trout, North Carolina. 43-year-old Bradford Whitaker owns a 39-foot yacht worth $270,000, and he keeps it docked in an expensive marina.
Yeah, anyway, I would imagine.
He was on his boat last Thursday night, and after he did some stinky business in the bathroom, he lit a candle to cover up the smell.
Uh-oh.
Which, probably a decent plan, I guess, until the candle tipped over and the whole boat caught on fire.
Oh my God!
No!
Yeah.
Bradford got out safely, but the fire totally destroyed the yacht. It also damaged two yachts that were docked next to his. And as it was happening, he yelled at the firefighters for not showing up sooner.
Oh, yeah, because it's their fault.
Right? And then tried to blame the incident on his cat.
Oh, great.
Even though authorities figured out that he didn't even own a cat.
Okay.
And cats and boats usually don't mix very well. I don't know.
He admitted that he was embarrassed that his bathroom situation started everything. But in the end, he will not be facing any charges since it was an accident. And we assume insurance will take care of the damages.
Oh, man.
He'll get his money back.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the land of kindness.
I like this land.
Me too. Let's go there.
All the online challenges that we've seen recently have been dangerous and stupid, like the hot water challenge or the In My Feelings challenge, where kids are jumping out of moving vehicles and doing that stupid dance. So it's kind of nice to see one that's kind instead of pointless and potentially fatal. There's a new trend called the Tip the Bill Challenge, where people are tipping servers 100%.
Oh, that's so cool.
This is awesome.
So if your bill is $25, then you just put $25 on top of it. And some people have left way more than that. Then you post the receipt online. So one reason it's popular is it gets you to brag to your friends about how much money you're spending.
Yeah, right.
There are already about 2,000 posts on Instagram alone with the hashtag #TipTheBill or #TipTheBillChallenge. And good job to whichever server started that.
Yeah, right? That was definitely, you're right, someone in the industry that thought of this idea.
Plot twist, you pay them in pennies, though.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the world of swiping right. If you're out on a date and start texting or scrolling through WhatsApp in the middle of it, it might not ruin your chances. I say that because according to a recent survey, almost half of single people said it's becoming more socially acceptable to use your phone on a date.
That.
But pulling out your phone does still come with risks, just not ones that you think of. 30% of people say they'd stop dating somebody if they had an older phone, like a flip phone, that couldn't support certain apps that they use.
Yeah.
20% said it's a turnoff if the other person's phone doesn't have the same operating system. Like if they have an iPhone and you have an Android, it is.
Oh,
if
God.
You text on an iPhone, you get the blue iMessage text and somebody texts you back with green, I don't even want to talk to you
Here's
anymore.
The thing. You guys, you iPhone people are like this.
No.
You snooty iPhoners.
Not
no
everyone.
Android people care. We are communicating. Who cares if it's a
blue
or green?
I agree with you.
Of course
I have
you
an
don't
iPhone,
care.
And you know
you
what?
Take whatever comes at you in life. It doesn't even matter. You have no standards, you know?
God, you guys are so smart.
iPhones are the, like, bullies of high school.
You really are.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Annoying.
And about 10% said a cracked screen is a major turnoff because it makes you seem cheap, clumsy, or careless.
That's By what the I way, like in a date.
If you're out on a second or third date this weekend, don't try to rush things. Another new survey found the average person needs to go on 9 dates.
Whoa.
Before they're really ready to commit.
That's
9
a
dates.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of dating, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
This guy committed to a shoe after just one date, though. One really good date. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.